Our excerpts from the lessons of the Kabbalist, Rav Baruch Shalom Ashlag, with the interpretation of his successor and continuer, Rav Lightman. If we don't know that the will to receive is evil, then we're not able to bestow something. That after the will to receive, we say that it's evil, then we can think about the will to bestow. Beforehand, nothing to think about. He can think that if I'll bestow in order to have a desire which is better, then he bestows in order to receive. He can also understand that. Isn't that so, Yehuda? But for that, one needs awakening from above. The light in it reforms. And by studying Torah, do you understand what connection the Torah has with us? So you should know that the Torah is called the names of the Creator, that there is light, and this light will shine in us. Then this light reforms by that, that it shines to us, that it's bad. It is found the recognition of evil also needs to be from above. Alone you can't see that it's evil. Nevertheless, what do you yearn for? To be even better, and even better. But what? How can you work in order to bestow? To say that the best thing is to have pleasure and goodness by receiving pleasures from bestowal. Without pleasures, you can't work. Only what do we have to change? Instead that all of his pleasure will be that he's a sadist, he kills people, he'll have pleasure that he benefits people. But also here we have intentions. There is a deed and there is an intention. You start from Lo Lishma, not for her name, in the action. And on the intention, you pray for. And that's the way that you can reach from Lo Lishma, from not for her name, for her name, to Lishma. But you have to start not for her name. What does it mean, not for her name? I'm bestowing for the entire world in order to benefit myself. So each person has to do that not for her name? Why? So Lo Lishma, not for her name, is not worth anything. So I'm asking, how many people give charity for respect? And how many people learn in a seminary for honor? You can ask that also not for her name is not found. Therefore, for the Lo Lishma, not for her name, you have to respect it. What does it mean, respect it? If you say, praised you are thy Lord, that you have chosen us from all the nations and given us his Torah. Therefore, in Lo Lishma, not for her name, when there is a bit of study in the Torah, you also have to make a blessing. What does it mean, a blessing? He gives gratitude and he does it. But for one who beats you, will you be thankful? I remember when I was a child, the Rebbe used to beat me, and then he used to say, kiss the belt. I kissed, why? Otherwise I received more. Is that called gratitude? No, I'll give it a miss. Then I asked, when I grow up, I asked the Rebbe, why did you beat me? So he says that it guides you, and if it guides you, then you should kiss it. That is a great lesson, that you have to kiss what beats you if it comes from the matter of education. So two things he spoke about here, but of course that they both connect together. One thing is that our first stage in our path is recognition of evil. Meaning to recognize that our entire nature, that through it we feel reality ourselves, now that we're alive, that we're acting in a certain reality, we feel it through this program that depicts reality for us. And that is called the ego, the will to receive, the will to enjoy for itself. That it's closed in itself, it gathers into itself, and it takes into consideration only itself. And that's the program, what can you do, that we're in. We're in this program and we don't understand that we can even act differently. And in general, if there's the reality, the world, there are creatures who think oppositely. What does it mean, oppositely? Also, that we don't know. And how can we reach something else? On the one hand, we have to be despaired from being in that nature, with at a dead end, that we're suffering and suffering from every direction, from every possible way, from every effort you put in, that the actual nature itself brings us to the recognition of evil in it, and that there is no chance to get rid of it, that it enslaves us, that it completely dominates us in everything and there's nowhere to escape to, that we're closed and included in it, and it completely forces us in everything. There's no worse slavery than when a person discovers that he's in the complete domination of his nature and he's not capable of doing anything, but only according to the laws of his own nature. And he knows in advance that there's no choice, and he does it according to the laws of his own nature, and anything he does is for the worse. It's like the Kabbalists give us an example that the angel of death comes to a person with a tip of poison on the sword, and a person opens his mouth and he knows he's going to receive this poison and he'll die, but he still opens his mouth and receives it because he has no choice. It's like an inner drama, a deep one, in everything we engage in. That's actually the recognition of exile, of the enslavery. That's what is called, that people of Israel were despaired from the work, that a person reaches this despair, and at the end of this despair, the point in the heart awakens. It starts to show the person that there is probably something else that can shine to a person, that besides this exile, there is a good and wide and nourished country which is filled with goodness, a state that is the opposite, that something like that exists. Not that we need to hold ourselves in that same swamp, and that's our lives, but we can exit it like that same worm out of the radish, that there is outside air and sun and everything. It's a different state. That's the point in the heart, and it awakens it in us. And then a person reaches this rumor about the method how to exit this slavery of this life, this terrible life. Again, life, death. There's no use. And so on. And he hears that there is a means, and this means brings us strength to overcome our nature. In the beginning, it brings us an even worse feeling in our nature, that we begin to treat the world with discontent and ourselves and everything. That's the light that works that way. Meaning this same force of bestowal that exists in the opposite form, in the spiritual world, that's how it shines to us, to our vessels of reception. So in this result, the surrounding light shines from far, and it influences us in a few different ways, few results. One result is we feel ourselves even worse. And worse, or if it's in single or plural, then it depends if a person sees himself from the side or not. But it still feels himself as evil. Or he begins to identify himself with his point in the heart. And then out of this point, when he observes his state, his nature, then he realizes that his nature is evil, his evil inclination, and that it's enough. We must overcome it. And then he has this yearning for the next state, and he has a few stages. First of all, the first stage is that he is still connected to his current state, that he is acting only in order to profit something from his current state. He is still not really torn from his current state. He still hasn't got the same sensation that he can rise above it and be detached from it. And then he thinks that he can use this surrounding light in order to benefit his current state, to succeed in everything he has here. Honor, domination, that he'll receive these things. Out of that, he begins to understand more, to feel more. And also, by rising above the will to receive, you can also use that in a more beneficial way. And if he continues, he uses all the conditions correctly, the surrounding light continues to influence him, then he becomes even more detached from his own nature, from his evil inclination, and he begins to think not how he can use the qualities of the surrounding light in this world, but how he can detach himself from this world towards the surrounding light. And what will I have there? He begins to think egoistically, how can I do in that second stage by detaching from this evil, from this whole world? How will I be free there from the evil? And that I'll have goodness. And then he thinks, also, how to reach this goodness. So this is also Lolishma, not for her name, but it's already aimed not that the results will be in this world, but in the spiritual world. And that's how the surrounding light works on him, and more. And then a person begins to think that of course it's not worthwhile to study and use this surrounding light in order to receive this fulfillment from all the people in this world. Or in the spiritual world, to be detached from the will to receive. It's not about the will to receive, but the will to bestow itself, that same quality, that same nature that exists in that state, that itself is complete, perfect, and it's good. If I'll be in that state, I want to be in that state. Why? Also, he has his reasons. In each degree, there are different calculations. And that way he rises and rises until he begins to respect this quality of bestowal itself, that he begins to develop this attitude towards the quality of bestowal. And then he begins to receive the events in this world differently. He understands that they help him, that they come in order to help him be detached from this evil, but not to be detached from the actual events and from the ego, but upon them he has to construct himself. Meaning, so he starts stretching his feet from above towards the ground, and needs to tie these two things together, the upper world and this world, this nature and the spiritual nature, that he understands that only with the usage of both of them he advances. And he sees in this world not a place to discontent it, but that it was all created for him and that he can use. It's very usable, every detail of it. And that way he advances. He begins to know all the details in the creation, also in this world, also in the spiritual world. He sees them as necessary, that there's no evil or harmful in the king's palace. If he understands that he needs all these things in order to reach the king, and that way he advances. Therefore, every blow and every time the belt comes down on him, he understands that it's a blow and that he has to accept it, and that by doing so he's educating himself, because it's all built on the evil inclination that is growing in him, and that is why he has to bless it and kiss this belt. In this usage of the two worlds, he constructs himself. Okay, let's continue to the first part of the lesson.